Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Lewis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How are you gentlemen doing this evening?
I'm just here to keep relationships.
I'm just here for the free samples.
Wow.
I'm here to make sure you get the free samples.
Hey, Seth, I appreciate that, brother.
All right, so today we are talking about the Drew Estate Liga Privada H99 Toro. Cigar is 6-inch by 52. Comes out of the La Gran Fabrica Drew Estate factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Connecticut Corojo. Binder is Mexican San Andres. And the filler is from Nicaragua and Honduras. It is blended by Willie Herrera. Price point is $14.33. And the cigar was originally released in December of 2018. But we're just now getting our hands on it. So, June, take us through your experience with the cigar.
Well, is this the cigar where you guys hit that strawberry emoji? It was this one, yeah.
Yeah, this is a strawberry cigar, man.
Yeah. I could totally see it.
I'm sorry, what was that? I'm sorry, did you just admit to tasting the strawberry notes? Because Bentley did as well.
Not strawberry per se. I said red berries.
It's a berry and it's red. I'll take it. Yeah. You don't have to call it a strawberry for me to accept that.
So my scoring was a bit unconventional because I did so we score first, second, last, third for flavor. So I did good average. Burn and draw thought were, well, whatever, burn and draw, we'll talk about later, but I said overall was average, right? So typically for me, when I say 2 out of 3/3 is good, my overall, unless if the burn or construction was just terrible, my overall would be good, right? Because the majority, right, of the 3/3. But I said my overall was average. And the reason why I said that is because, so I smoked 3 of these. I smoked one right when we got them and a couple weeks after that. And the most recent one I smoked was like last week, I think, right? So I think this is within a span of what, a month?
Yeah.
Ish. They definitely get better throughout time. The first couple of ones were pretty shitty. But within what I got out of the flavor wise, it's basically what I said within the first, second, or last third. So it was surprisingly a bit mild. I thought, given that it's like Corojo and all that, I thought it was going to be really a big slap in the face, but it wasn't. It was like a very bready, nutty, red berries. That pepper delivery was pretty smooth. It wasn't really spiky or anything. You know, so it's a good cigar within the last one I smoked. But then again, it's like, dude, what happened to the first two where it was just complete dog shit, you know? So I don't really know what to call this review. I think I want to smoke a couple more perhaps throughout time.
All right, Seth, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. June, I think, is correct that I've smoked this I smoked a handful of these, and I smoked them over a large period of time. This is a cigar that really changed in terms of the delivery of what was offered based off of how long it's been was sitting in my humidor. And I'm not sure if that's temperature, humidity, whatever. But, I mean, the core profile was just really berry. And I know I put something on Instagram that I got, like, the strawberry jam butter and toast flavor profile, and I really did. And it just had some leather and wood qualities as well. Dry barnyard, solid medium and strength and body. And it kind of just remained at that flavor from beginning to end. I mean, there was other complexities throughout as well, but it was a little bit lighter than what I was really expecting. I agree with June on that. But very kind of a light fruit heavy drive cigar offering.
All right, John, what was your experience like?
So I also smoked 3 of these over the course of like 3.5 weeks. And I got the first cigar and the last cigar, which is what I'll kind of primarily focus on. The second cigar was a radically different experience, and I think largely due to construction. But I did actually get a lot of that intense Corojo. It started out with really sharp spices and sweetness and wood. For me, and then that kind of gave way to baking spices and sweetness, and I actually got not strawberries, but I actually got an orange citrus, And that was kind of nice. It was a nice first third. And I would say all three cigars are very consistent in terms of flavor profile. And then that kind of gave way to some earthiness. And it just, as it progressed, it kind of became more wood forward and with a little bit of citrus accent in the second third. And then the last third was just kind of wood and mustiness. And then a little bit of bitter earth took hold. So, you know, overall for me, it was pretty average. The frustrating part, you know, and this is to those who say smoke more than one cigar for review. If I had just reviewed the first cigar, the score would have been much higher. But because I've reviewed three cigars, the first cigar and the last cigar had perfect burn and perfect construction. The second cigar had a burn so bad that it would have rated as a bad score, which I don't think I've ever handed out a bad score. And I think that the total number of relights was like 4 or 5, which is really, really bad. And it also had a, pardon me, I had no dry issues with any of the three cigars. Just the second cigar had a really bad burn. So I kind of came away after smoking three of them. I'm like, it just, you know, and I'll get into it later, but I just wasn't wowed. It was fine. It was, you know, I guess I enjoyed smoking it sort of, but I'd be hard pressed to pick this over any of the other Ligas. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, I thought the profile was focused around musty toasted wood, kind of later became more defined as cedar, some dry earth, baking spice that transitioned to black pepper. The burn was a bit of an issue for me as well through the middle part of the cigar, but it wasn't too bad. But overall, cigar was average throughout. It was a bit dry, kind of maintained a fairly linear flavor profile. You know, this is a cigar that's been kind of touted for a long time, and finally getting my hands on it, I just feel disappointed. And if you like the brand, you're going to want to track them down. But for me, there's not enough for me to want to come back to it, especially at the price point and how hard they are to get. So just not for me. I only smoked one. I smoked it 30 days after I got it. So I didn't have anything to compare to younger versions or anything like that. And I'm not going to smoke any more of them. So, all right, let's get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with Seth at 6.72. June was next to 6.15. John gave it a 5.80. I gave it a 5.30. So how that 6.72 matchup for you, Seth?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I like the what I consider kind of like a fruit twain with like this, you know, barnyard leather, dry earth wood profile, medium body and strength. You know, I looked at it as, you know, in June, you can kind of shed your lot. Thoughts on this as well, kind of with like wine as well. Like, you know, Malbec sometimes is known as like a really berry heavy wine or really jammy. And this to me was like, I think usually like when you think of, I don't know, sometimes like T52s or even like the Tabernacle Connecticuts are more of like that dark, jammy, spicy and so forth. But this was more of like just kind of like a lighter, fruitier version of that Connecticut Habano Corojo quality that we've gotten in for so long. So a little bit different. I liked it. I can see a lot of people not liking it though.
All right, June, 6.15.
So back when I said I smoked three samples for review, I feel like I had to do it. It's not because I wanted to do it necessarily, because the first one was definitely so foul where I was just kind of like, what the heck is this? No, it was, man. Like, it was just like, what am I talking about? No, I don't know. It's just so...
It makes me laugh.
It's so, like, harsh, the first one, basically. It was super harsh. And then the second one I had, and I was like, well, it's less harsh. And then the review one last week that I had, and I was like, wait a minute. This is not a rustic, punch-in-your-mouth flavor profile at all that I kind of expected, right? It was very lighter, and like what Seth was saying, it was totally light and incredibly approachable. So I don't know. In some ways, I'm kind of confused by what the flavor intent is of this cigar. And you know what I mean? Like the general approach. What is this supposed to be like? I'm curious. You know, and to know that, you know, Drew Estate doesn't release a lot of these Liga Privadas that's going to be, you know, ongoing production. And for them to release something like this, and that's so grand and so special, I'm a little confused by what the direction is supposed to be. I don't know. Maybe ask somebody at Drew Estate, shed some light.
All right, John, 5.80.
Yeah, man, that's what you get for canceling the trip to Dallas. So, you know, no, I'm just kidding. I was a bit disappointed. We have been waiting a while for this. I think Liga Privada, you know, when you talk about the T52 and the Liga 9, they are elevated products within Drew State portfolio, and they've always been highly sought after cigars. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people that are in the T52 camp and a lot of people in the Liga 9 camp. So, like Seth said, it'll be really interesting to see who gravitates towards the H99, you know, from the T52 Liga 9 camp. I kind of suspect it'll be more of the Liga 9 smokers that'll gravitate towards it. For me, you know, and I would certainly qualify myself as a Drew State fanboy, having been down more times than I can count on Safari, and, you know, I have jewelry and I have just...
John, you say that so much. You say that every single time we do a Drew State review.
Every time. I just
love it.
I just want people to know. Yeah, I just want people to know how much of a fanboy I am, so that it comes from a place of love, not a place of hate. You know, my review isn't going to impact the success of the H99. I think it's going to be very successful. I just don't think the profile. I don't know what the profile was supposed to be, because I wasn't there when it was blended. But I know it just didn't work for me. So I think the score certainly matches up. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, my 5.3 matches up well. I mean, average flavor profile throughout, had some burn issues, so I kind of knocked things down a little bit as well, gets it into the low fives. But yeah, just a bit too dry, just not an exciting flavor profile for me. Yeah, just didn't do it for me. Any other final thoughts from you guys on this one?
It'd be interesting if, are these available in a different size, or is it just the Toro?
It's just the Toro.
Yeah, it's just the Toro.
I only say that because I am curious how this would perform in a Lonsdale, where the wrapper maybe has a little bit more influence, just to see how that changes up the profile. But you know, in this size, it's a pass for me.
It's a pretty funky blend. I know I scored it. I mean, I scored it really well, but it's not like. It's not a cigar like I would want to smoke a lot of, if that makes any sense. Like, it's, if you ask me, what would I would rather smoke a Liga 9 over this, because Liga 9 at least is kind of delivering this profile that I get with like a Connecticut broadleaf. Like, I know what I want to get when I want to pick up a Liga 9. Like, I know what I'm going for. This is really, that's why I kind of always mention, that's why I mentioned like a really strawberry rosé. Like, I don't really drink a lot of rosés. Every once in a while I do, and I enjoy it. And like, that's how I enjoy this, but it's not something I'd want to have all the time, even if it was readily available all the time, if that makes any sense.
No, that's how I feel about strawberry seltzers.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I'm a Mike's Hard Lemonade kind of guy. But once in a while, it's like strawberry lemonade. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. More of an Arnold Palmer guy.
Yeah. All right. Me too, if you catch this video on YouTube, just be sure to subscribe to us. Check out the full written review on the website, developmentpass.com. Follow us on the social media channels. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Drew's Estates is...